Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
So y'all have heard the movie Sharknado. Have you ever seen the movie Sharknado?
My kids used to love it.
The first couple were actually with
Steve from Dino 210.
Yes.
Yeah,
my Tara Reid.
My kids love it. Yes.
So turns out Sharknado's not quite as far-fetched as once seemed, as Florida is something very similar right now, only it's not sharks. It's iguanas.
Huh?
There are literally iguanas falling from the sky Florida right now.
Yeah.
So apparently iguanas go into like a vegetative state whenever they get really cold.
Okay.
And they freeze up, and it's kind of a hibernation, but when it thaws out, they're fixed. They don't stay frozen for the entire winter or anything like mm-hmm. that. But yeah, they just sit there and they freeze and they fall from trees. Mm-hmm. And so it's like raining iguanas in Florida right now because it's actually also cold.
Dude.
Right now.
Iguanas are big.
Dude.
You don't want to get
They will break a windshield.
And the thing about it is, because I've seen them fall. But just
have you really?
Just to watch how you in the backyard chilling and it's got daggone 4 foot iguana just like just mows in on by,
yeah,
not bothering nobody. Like, you're like, because I'm talking about from head to his tail. It's like, them things are so damn big.
A lot of them are huge, yeah.
And he's just sitting there like, why he ain't in no zoo?
Right. Like, what's the threat level on that thing?
That's what I'm like, why isn't he?
I'm going to say zero.
Right.
Why isn't he in a zoo?
That's Florida, though, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You never know what might wander through or fly over, how big it's going to be, and again, what the threat level is. It's like,
I'm just curious why his ass ain't in the zoo.
Well, iguanas in Florida are non-native, and they're a little invasive. They're actually brought there.
Oh, where are they from?
But this is like the only country where iguanas are used as pets. Like in South America, they eat them.
Mm.
Like iguanas are a delicacy.
Interesting.
When we went on one of the tours, we went on our cruise to South America over the summer, the guy was talking about how they eat iguana and how they're delicious and all this.
No, you eat iguana because your ass is po. All right?
Is it?
Your ass is po.
Or maybe
right?
they're just...
anything that's breathing outside of people... Your ass cut up and eat.
Right. If it's walking around and you live near it.
Don't give it no delicacy.
Kill and eat it.
Your ass is poke.
So the best thing about
this
article.
You think that's gamey?
Yeah.
It may be.
Your ass is poke.
Probably tastes like alligator, right? I would assume.
Probably.
Kill me with
that.
Any other amphibian. Yeah.
Yeah.
So according to Joe Gonzalez from the Iguana Police, that is a thing. It's got a link. If you capture an iguana in your own yard and don't move it anywhere, that's fine. If you relocate it, you're essentially taking your problem and dumping it somewhere else. This can have legal consequences.
It should.
It is illegal to move or to relocate an iguana in Florida.
Really?
Yes.
So if it's out there, you can't move it. Like
Florida
if it's
law classifies iguanas as non-native, and relocating or releasing them is considered illegal. Isn't that crazy?
What, the iguana gonna tell?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
You probably could
get away with it as long as he didn't snitch on yourself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Are there cops out there looking for people releasing iguanas in the wild?
There probably are.
A friend in middle school who had a pet iguana, and they would just kind of let it go. Like, they would just let it wander their house, which I didn't like. Like, you'd just be at their house sometimes, and then an iguana would walk in.
That's what I'm saying.
Were you trained on where to use the bathroom?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I would never tell nobody how to do anything in their house. Like cats and dogs, that's your house, whatever. But I had a pot that had them ferrets.
Mm.
I can't. Them little things, you can keep them. You can keep them.
Yeah.
You can keep them little ferrets.
I'm not an exotic animal.
Yeah. You can keep them.
We're good.
And that's it.
Maybe a goldfish if need be.
And that's it.
But that's about it.
Speaking of Florida, the numbers are in for the very first viewing evening of TGL. 3.2 million viewers. It was the most viewed sporting event on Tuesday night. Of course, they just went up against a bunch of basketball games, so it's not like it was NFL or...
Hawks were playing Jazz that night.
Yeah, well, TGL got more viewers.
Can't believe it.
Got more viewers than Hawks.
Tuesday's a good night to have it, for sure.
Yeah, because there's usually nothing on that night.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's a good night.
So, I'm sure y'all have seen the internet dorks who actually thought that the Kansas City Chiefs didn't play any of their starters on Saturday, so they would lose on purpose, so they wouldn't have Bengals in the event that the Bengals made the playoffs.
What up? I love me some Joe Burrow. I do. But when was that? In 2020? Or something when they beat the...
in the playoffs.
Ain't nobody ever hung on to a playoff win longer than the damn Bengals have.
It's all they got.
Long
now, they didn't go to the, they went to the Super Bowl, but yeah, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's all they got.
So Travis Kelce spoke on this on New Heights, and apparently he's a big Mortal Kombat fan, too, because he brings up Mortal Kombat several times.
Well, alleging that it was a purposeful letting get your ass kicked.
I ain't scared of nobody.
I'm not alleging this.
I wanted him in the playoffs.
I'm not alleging this.
I want to slay every dragon one by one. I don't even want this to be like we play the... Give me the best teams.
I'm not dragons Travis, in Mortal Kombat?
I'm just telling you what
AFC, NFC.
Saying.
Give
I'm
me all of them,
this.
Mortal Kombat style. I'll go through every... one of them, just giving them my best effort.
People
I ain't scared of a single soul, man.
You didn't want to see the Bengals in Burrowhead or in Cincinnati.
I'll play them at the Walmart parking lot. I don't give a we can have our own game in the offseason.
Hey, now the logo for Mortal Kombat
is
was
a dragon.
Yeah. But I don't recall.
King turns into a dragon for one of his fatalities.
Got it. Okay.
And like chops somebody in half.
I ain't played Mortal Kombat ever. No, I'm sorry. I had it on Game Boy.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I had it on Game Boy.
I never had it because my mom wasn't gonna. She's like, "That's too violent. You can't have that." But those fatalities,
A B A C A B B,
like that was next level.
It was, especially when the game
brutality
evolved.
When you were a kid.
Oh yeah, it was great.
You'd like finish him, and then you'd bite his face off or something
yes.
like that. Like that was pretty crazy.
Even the very first like 8-bit Mortal Kombat, where you could like take somebody's. Rip their spleen out.
Rip their spine out
That's
of their body.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember that one?
Yeah. Finish him.
Good old blood code, man.
Finish him.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think it was on Game Boy.
Yeah, no, I had some friends that would have it on Sega Genesis.
Oh, it might have been Sega Genesis.
Yeah, man. I had
the first one. I had the first Mortal Kombat. We never had it again. But yeah, I think that was it.
We had Street Fighter. And I never liked Guile, but then when the movie came out, Jean-Claude Van Damme was mm-hmm. Guile. I was like, well, all right, I'll just be Guile now then.
So they get the guy from Belgium. I never understood that. They got the guy from Belgium to play the general in the United States Army. Accent and all.
I got a question, because I've never seen did Jean-Claude Van Damme do the splits?
Probably.
Because he has to do
I
a
think
split.
He probably did.
He has to do the splits in every movie. Every yeah. movie has to
Between
do the
chairs and he's yeah, training yeah. like
every,
that.
Every movie Jean-Claude has to do the splits.
Favorite Jean-Claude Van Damme movie?
Bloodsport.
Bloodsport's the best.
Yes.
Kickboxer also awesome.
Bloodsport.
Worst Jean-Claude Van Damme movie from that era?
What was the one with Dennis Rodman? Double Money?
Oh, yeah.
Double something.
Double Take.
Then there was Double Impact where he was his own twin brother.
That's not Double Take? Is that Double Take? Who was that?
Okay, that also was terrible.
That was horrible itself. But, I liked it when he was his twin.
The one where he's his own twin?
Yeah, I liked that one when he was his twin.
No, that was...
Cyborg was pretty bad.
Definitely.
So the St. Browns got Jameson Williams on their podcast the other day, and Jameson Williams is talking about his diet, I guess you could say this is.
I put the McFlurry on the McDouble.
The ice cream?
A little couple scoops. Boom.
On the burger.
Yeah.
What the?
On the McDouble.
You're lying.
All right. What's the other one, bro? Keep going. With them hot Cheetos.
That's Rotel, bro. You've never had Rotel before?
No, Rotel is delicious.
Rotel is just like hamburger meat and cheese, bro. It's just nacho. Just put it on the hot Cheetos.
What do you mean? What do you mean put ice cream on a burger, bro? What do you mean?
Like he takes the McFlurry. Okay, Nimmy. McFlurry burger opens it and like ketchup.
I hate this podcast so much.
Yeah, ketchup. This ketchup podcast. Still on
I don't know, but all they do is say bruh every 5 seconds.
It irritates me.
God, it irritates me.
Who is this? The St. Browns.
Oh, yeah.
But it was Jameson Williams. So ketchup and stuff still on the burger. McFlurry with Oreos.
Yeah.
Not sure if I can go that far.
Nah, I'm going to stick with duck.
I'm going to stay away from all that. So you put, you know what? I don't even care.
Do it while you can.
Do it while you can.
Because someday, you're not going to want to eat like that.
You know what movie I watched yesterday, Buck? And I don't know what made me watch it. I watched that Lil Boosie movie when he himself, like going from Lil Boosie, like Charlotte Boosie to
Boosie Badass.
Yeah, Boosie Badass.
The evolution?
Yeah, man.
How was it? It was like a documentary?
Basically, it was a movie. It was a Boosie movie. Yeah, well, it was on Tubi.
So is this like a scripted movie with actors?
Yes. And that, oh, boy.
Why'd you watch that?
I don't know.
There had to be something else.
Oh, no. I just finished rewatching The Wire, and I didn't want to watch none of my new stuff.
So you went from the best thing ever made to maybe the worst thing ever made
Yeah, man.
In the same day. That's pretty good.